Hi, Nan. Hope you're not missing me too much. It looks like I'm going to be here for a bit longer than I thought. The show is really not in great shape. I can see why they asked me to come. Is it weird that this kind of work makes me feel better about myself? Like, if I'm putting on my own show, I feel horrible and useless the whole time. I have to force myself to keep going, even though I'm sure everything I'm doing is shit. But coming in to improve someone else's work, honestly, is such a confidence booster. I know exactly what's wrong. I know how to fix it. In this case, it's a catastrophic misinterpretation of the text, so fixing it is, well, work.
Episode 4, January 2002.
So I'm not sure when I'll be home. Maybe a couple of weeks. Maybe longer. We'll have to see how things go. I hate that we don't get to spend time with each other at home. We moved in together a year and a half ago, and I've only really spent the night in the same bed, what, 5 of those months? 6? You were in London for a lot of that, and when you got back home, I suddenly started getting out of town gigs. But Bath is nice. I haven't really spent a lot of time here before. And I'll admit to being tempted by the touristy stuff. I haven't given in yet. But there is a 14-year-old girl in me desperate to grab a parasol and trot around in the footsteps of Catherine Morland. And then a 17-year-old girl who's determined to wander after actual Jane Austen, of course. And then a 19-year-old who's putting all her energy into looking down on them both and everything they love is hopelessly passé and wondering when they're going to grow up and read Carol Churchill or something. It's fun realising that at almost every stage of your life, you've been a bit of an idiot. I guess if you come up while I'm here, I could be persuaded into a tour, is all I'm saying. Ignore that last call. I don't want to do a Jane Austen tour with you. I don't want you to visit. I don't want to see you. I'll be home sometime. Don't call back. I don't feel like talking to you right now. Hi Liv, it's Indra. I miss you. I need to see you again. What are you doing this weekend? You want to come up to Bath? I'm feeling like... Fuck, Liv. I'm blue. I'm sad and furious and I'm an outsider here and I just could use a pal for a few days. Do you remember what Sophie said about Nan? Well, I'm not saying she's right. It's just eating away at me. And I'm lonely and bored and my thoughts are tearing me up. Call me, okay? Okay, Nan. Yes, I'm sorry. I know I was a bit short the other day. Stress, you know. Anyway, I just have a quick favour to ask. There are a few things I need from home, but I'm not going to have a day free to pop back myself. Can you mail them to me? There are a couple of books, Voice and the Actor, and The Empty Space. They should be on the shelf in the bedroom, and the Caucasian Chalk Circle if you can find it. Honestly, I have no idea where it is, so if you can't, that's fine. Also, you know that red embroidered scarf I have? The one with the damselfly pattern? And also a couple of my tops, those peasant style things with the scooped necks and big sleeves. I think they're probably scrunched up at the bottom of the wardrobe, to be honest. Sorry. Unless you've cleaned or something. You've probably cleaned. Thank you for that, by the way. Thank you for probably having cleaned. So yeah, that's all I need, I think. If you could just send them to me here, that would be great. That would be really, really helpful. Thanks. Oh, you don't have my address. You can send it to me at the theatre, actually. That would be best, I think. Thanks. By the way, I'm going to check everything that you send. So just, you should know that. I'm going to check it all properly before I take it anywhere or, you know, talk near it. So don't bother. You don't have to bother with any of... Nan, who is Gwen Nettles? I know you're not going to answer that. Hi, Chinua. I'm in Bath. We always used to joke about becoming that old couple that goes on bus tours. Well, I beat you to it, I guess. I'm really just calling to say hi. I hadn't talked to you in a while. I'm still with Nan. I know you don't like her, but she's a really great person. I promise. I know she got in the way of us. But I hope that won't always keep you and me apart. I really want to see you again. Maybe when I'm back, we can get dinner together, just the two of us. No, Nan. There's a great cafe here in Bath that makes me think of you somehow. I don't know why. It just has a very Chinua energy. I can picture you there with me, cranky 70-year-old ladies getting a coffee, looking at maps and brochures, scowling at the inconsiderate people who take up a 4-person table by themselves when it's busy, and checking out what time our bus leaves for Stonehenge. I wonder... Fuck. No. Hi, Nan. So, to answer your question, tickets go on sale on Monday, or I can let them know at the box office that you're taking my comps. I know you like to book them yourself. Either way, I guess. And come whenever you want. If you want to come, I mean. I know you're busy, obviously. You don't have to come all the way to Bath to see a show I've worked on. It's fine. And it's not like it's really one of mine. I just stepped in to help rework it. It's not even a play I would have chosen to do myself. It might actually be something you'd like, though. And I'm quite proud of the work I did. It's come together really well, and everyone's really happy with it. The director has some good instincts, but she bit off a bit more than she could chew, I think. It's a cumbersome play for your first time out, you know? I feel like I did two jobs, really. I helped with the actual play, of course, but also I feel like I really helped her. She was so hesitant when I got here. She needed reassurance from everyone that she was making the right call, which is, of course, why it was such a mess. And she had some basic stuff, just not anywhere near, like blocking, you know? Just awkwardly done. Weird clusters of people one minute, everyone miles apart the next, yelling at each other across the whole stage. But she picked up on everything I did so quickly. Yesterday, she read through a whole raft of notes to the cast and only looked at me for approval, like, 3 times. I felt like a mother bird watching its baby fly out of the nest for the first time. Anyway, that's all. If you want to, come. And it would be nice to see you, obviously. We've been apart too long and too often. It's weird. You know what? Don't come. Don't come to the play. Don't come to Bath. I don't want to see you.
Do you love Within the Wires? I hope you do. I hope you do very much. Well, there's a lot more of this show available to you right now if you join our Patreon. We're an independently produced drama, and costs of equipment, recording time, production, artists, travel, they all require listener support. I don't gotta tell you, right? You listen to podcasts, you know the drill. But here's the thing. The Within the Wires Patreon not only has bi-monthly video chats with me, Jeffrey Craner, and my co-writer, Janina Mathewson, but also director's notes of each new episode and behind-the-scenes features in our off-season. Plus, and this is the coolest thing, a Patreon-only Within the Wires series called Black Box, with 4 new episodes each year, released on solstices and equinoxes. Equinoxes? And you can get every single episode ad-free, or if you like the ads, we put those out separately for you as well. And we're adding exclusive ads every 2 months for products that may or may not even exist. Support starts as low as $1 a month, so if you like what we do on this show, please consider helping out financially and get some of that sweet, sweet bonus content. Ooh, content. Bonus contemporary artistic collaborative audio efforts. I don't know, bonus episodes, whatever. We think you'll love it. If nothing else, know that we love you. We love you. And now back to the episode.
Okay, fine. I didn't get asked to come here. I asked. I asked if anyone had a job I could do for a few weeks that would take me away from you. So there. I really thought all this time that our relationship that our love for each other could exist separately from your job. That your job was just something you did for 40 hours a week and then the rest of the time you could be yourself. And we could be a couple. And it would be good and normal and nice. I didn't think that you were your job, Nan. That your job was happening all the time. Every moment we were together, every weekend away, every night at dinner, every lazy Sunday in our pyjamas. You were still working. You never switched it off. And I wasn't your partner. I was a target, wasn't I? What's the point of asking your answer phone? Its very name is a lie. There are no answers in a one-way call, only questions. Who am I kidding? You won't answer me even when I ask you in person. I know how you'll react. You'll be so offended. You'll say that, of course, I wasn't a target. That everything we did together was just about us, just about our love for each other, just about the life we were building together. Oh God, I love that life. I want that life. I love our little house. I love our little routines. I love the way you only half wake up when I come home late after a show, but you still manage to look like you could kill me. I love that you always carry a spare pair of gloves in winter because you know I'm going to lose mine several times over. I love your shelves of pristine hardback tomes next to my battered paperbacks. I love the way you still haven't given up picking up a book I've left splayed open and putting a bookmark in it. Bookmarks that you buy on purpose instead of using scraps of paper or a turned down corner like a normal person. I love the trip to Sintra we've been planning for 6 months. I'm really looking forward to it. And coming home again to our little house and our mismatched books. I need you to tell me. I need you to tell me everything. You can't just say, trust me. How am I supposed to do that? We've been dating for 5 fucking years and I knew who you worked for the moment I met you. But we kissed. And then kept kissing and said I love you and kept saying I love you. We moved in together, Nan. Sophie was right. I never should have trusted you. What have you been telling the IID about me? Are we going to get arrested? Detained? I can't stand it. I feel itchy all over. I feel like someone's watching me all the time and you're not even here. All the years you've been watching me are happening at once and I can feel it in every nerve. It makes my skin crawl and it never goes away. Our lovely little house that I love so much. How many bugs did you plant in it? Did you come up here and bug the theatre? I haven't told you where I'm staying, but I assume you have ways of finding out. Easy ways, really. You could just send one of your colleagues to follow me. Are you tracing this call? Have you traced all my calls? What have you told the society? What have you said? I can't stand this. It's like someone's living in my head and I don't even know who they are. I'm not my own person anymore. You have made me something else. You're just going to have to be offended, Nan, and you're going to have to get over it. Because I don't know who you are now, either. I don't know what our relationship is. I don't think I'm dangerous enough to justify a 5-year undercover sting, but I can't imagine why else you'd do this. You've been reporting on me. On all of us in Gorgeous Watkins this entire time. You put me on some kind of register. You put me down as a dissident. And you fed back details about my life. What did you include? The themes of my shows? My frustrations with the bureaucracy of arts funding, the lies I told on my grant applications. More? How often I get drunk. The drugs I take at parties. The exact sound of my hungover vomitings. Did you tell them that it was me who sewed the buttons back onto your blazer when they came out? Because you would always try and do it with white thread instead of black and it drove me nuts. Did you tell them that I'm only truly a dissident on Burns Night and that you're never really sure how much I'm joking about going to war with the English? Did you tell them I'm the one that convinced you to cut your hair short because, my God, those cheekbones. Or maybe it doesn't matter what you told them. Maybe it only matters that you told them something. Anything at all. For God's sake, we're just a tiny little theatre company. I don't think we've ever had more than 20 people come to a show. What do you think we're going to do? Overthrow the societal council? I have to take a shower now, and I feel like someone's watching. How long do you think it'll be before I can feel like I'm really alone? I'm so tired, Nan. I'm so angry, but I'm just so tired. 5 years. And you were lying the whole time. How did you expect that to work? How long did you think you could keep it up? And how do you think we're supposed to fix it now? Come to the play, if you want. Write a report on it, tell your bosses. I don't care. I don't care.
Hello, Mr. Torres. It's Gwen here. I'm just calling to verbally confirm the report I understand you've had through from my colleague Nathan. The operation in London resulted in the detainment of 2 suspected dissidents. Subject A was interviewed and released, as it was clear their involvement was coincidental and they were not aware of the implications. Subject B has been relocated to Facility 12F for further investigation, although my personal assessment is that this is unnecessary. While she has expressed views counter to the Society's tenets, I do not believe she poses any kind of threat. She talks subversively, but is not organised dissenters. In Birmingham, we have monitored similar groups and found they are not worth IID resources. Underneath it all, I'm sure she is aware that her own lifestyle is protected and advanced by the Society's policies.
Within the Wires is written by Janina Mathewson and me, Jeffrey Craner, with original music by Mary Epworth. Find more of Mary's music at maryepworth.com. This show is produced by me and directed this season by Janina. The voice of Indra is Amira Darwish. The voice of Gwen is Norma Budikoffer. Support our Patreon and get exclusive episodes and video chats with me and Janina. Patreon.com/WithinTheWires. Within the Wires is part of Night Vale Presents. Listen to other amazing shows at nightvalepresents.com. Okay, our time is done. It's you time now. Time to pick up the phone and call your plumber, whom you haven't spoken to since the Guns N' Roses concert, and talk to them about dried lavender.
From the creators of Welcome to Night Vale, Alice Isn't Dead, and Within the Wires comes a new Audible original. Unlicensed. In the outskirts of Los Angeles, where the cul-de-sacs and strip malls sprawl into the desert, 2 unlicensed private investigators scrape by on whatever small cases come their way. But when a teenage girl pleads for them to take the strangest case of their career, this unlikely pair, with no resources and no backup, will follow a trail of seemingly unconnected cases, which will lead them to a ransom, a murder, a mysterious wellness center, and a conspiracy that might go all the way to the governor.
It's important to catch small fires early. They don't stay small for long.
Unlicensed. Available now at audible.com/unlicensed.